You're listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is November 29th, 2023, and I am MP Holmes. In the middle of downtown Kitchener, in between City Hall and Victoria Park, is one of the last pieces of available prime real estate. The former Charles Street bus terminal at Gockel Street and Charles Street, which sits on 2.94 acres, has sat empty and for the most part unused since 2019. The building, which still stands, was designed by a local modernist architect, John Lingwood. The property, which is currently being considered for a number of projects, is owned by the Region of Waterloo, who own 88%, and the City of Kitchener, who own 12%. But regardless of who owns it, the community, including the next member of Provincial Parliament, will be part of whatever comes next. With the Kitchener Centre by-election this week, CKMS took the opportunity to ask the four front-runner candidates what do they personally think would be an appropriate use of that space and how would that benefit the people of the region? The four main candidates are Rob Elliott of the Progressive Conservatives, Debbie Chapman of the NDP, Kelly Stice of the Ontario Liberal Party, and Aisling Clancy of the Ontario Green Party. Many attempts over 10 days were made to contact the Progressive Conservative candidate Rob Elliott, but we did not hear back from the PCs in time for broadcast. Kelly Stice talked to us about the importance of collaboration and how her experience will lend itself to the development of this property.
Whenever there are opportunities like this, my experience and my success has been around bringing people to the table for, you know, and collaboration. And I know that there have been different organizations and groups and individuals, having some ideas and interest in that. And I think it, as a provincial government, it would be working with our municipalities to say, okay, what is the focus? Because they have a strategic plan. They have a vision for our city that we need to work collaboratively with our municipal governments, not coming in a kind of an oversight body who will tell you if we were going to appropriate some of your land or not. I think it's around, okay, what do you see as the vision? What does the community see as the vision? And then what is the role of the province in helping to support the vision of our municipal governments?
Aisling Clancy also focused on the importance of collaboration and the importance of including and manifesting Kitchener and regional specific values.
What I appreciate about how the region is going forward with this is by collaboration. You know, this is something that I struggle with the provincial government. They kind of make a unilateral decision and say, hey, guys, this is what you're doing. And they don't know Kitchener, right? They don't know our city. They don't know what makes us tick. They don't know what our values are. You know, you have somebody from outside of town kind of coming alongside. And that's why I think that local voice matters. You know, if Merritt Stiles makes a decision about Kitchener, she's not from here. She doesn't know what we're about. So it's important that I'm able to speak up for us. But I also think it's important that we have a really strong process. So I don't want to make a decision for Kitchener. I want us to have a good collaborative process. And I think that's happening. I mean, my hope would be that we can look beyond that, you know, little footprint to other lands in the area and, you know, zoom out and see, okay, we have a parking lot nearby that's underutilized. And we have other properties that maybe could join in. And how do we look and expand the vision from everybody doing one thing in a different space? You know, I'd love the opportunity to zoom out. And that's where, like, you know, with a hospital process, I hope that we can kind of zoom out and look at what are the bigger spaces? What do we want our downtown to look like? And make sure it's dynamic, it's thriving, and that it's thoughtful. And I like that the region is taking that approach. That my only hope would be that we kind of look at the area in a broader sense and see how we could create a package or a bigger vision for the downtown, you know?
Debbie Chapman talked about the split ownership and the suggestions that she has heard at the doors when she's been canvassing.
So I'm sure, as you know, that the majority of that piece of land is owned by the region, right? And that they're in negotiations right now, or not negotiations, they're doing a public consultation process right now to determine what they might do with it. The only part that the city owns is the parking lot that fronts onto Charles Street. Okay. I imagine at some point those two properties will be consolidated into one. I don't know what that will look like, whether it will end up in the hands of the region or the city, but we're not there yet to make that decision. So some of the things that I've heard of interest from the public, because it comes up, right, when you're talking to people as a city councillor, and they'll ask you, so what are we going to do with this? And they give me their suggestions. So some things that have been mentioned several times include turning it into an Indigenous center with affordable housing space above for the Indigenous community, and have like a cultural center drop in place on the main floor. Another suggestion has been to expand the parkland from the clock tower right up to Charles Street and turn that whole area into parkland. And that's been framed in a way, recognizing that there's great intensification in the downtown core, and Victoria Park seems to be getting smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. So we need more parkland. Another suggestion that has been floated is move the auditorium from its current location and put it in that location, or even a convention center, and consolidate the both properties on along Gockel Street. So you've got 44 Gockel, where the Arts and Culture Hub is right now, and the old transit station, consolidate those two properties and turn it into a convention center, I think similar to what's happened in London. So those are, I guess, the three main, and affordable housing, just affordable housing in general, in that space. So those are the ideas that I've heard about. I haven't seen the results of the public consultation. So my suggestions or my thoughts are really kind of irrelevant. I think I look forward to hearing more from people, and I'm not at that table, but I will certainly review the input once it becomes available to us.
This is one in a series of shows about the Kitchener Centre by-election, and in which we ask candidates some of the lesser asked questions that are important in our community. Advanced voting has closed, and early reports show over 5,400 people took advantage of the early voting. Now your option is to vote in person on election day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at your assigned voting location based on your home address. For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I am MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.